Hey guys, welcome to Team Building Exercise with these Jermokes. Coach from Family of Gamers 777 and Jake and Rob from the Dead Zone Podcast make some lists and talk about them. I guess you want to listen to them, but what do I know? And I'm Georgie the Goblin, and I'll be keeping these guys honest. Especially Jack. And this one, these Pinkskins, they talk about the Forge Fathers.
And welcome to another team building exercise. My name's Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I am Coach.
This is episode 5, and in this one, chosen by Coach, it's the Forge Fathers.
Yes.
Space Dwarves. Do you find it offensive to call them Space Dwarves, Coach?
We like to be called Space Little People.
Oh. Space Gnomes.
But Dwarf is a good name. Dwarf is, I'm a Dwarf. Like, solid.
Yeah. With the name like that, you kind of overlook the pointy red hats and the fact they're riding foxes.
Yes.
You know, with a name like Dwarf, you kind of let that slide.
But they will give you a good deal on travel, so, you know.
And our sponsor for this show is no one, because everyone hates us. But the Space Dwarves, I think we all think these are a pretty good list, like a pretty good army. But we'll see how the list went. And we'll have to discuss things. I'm curious to see what you guys did, because I had a hell of a time making this list.
This was a tough one.
Yes.
There were some choices. There were some choices to be made.
So we'll discuss at the end. The hate's at the end, right?
Yep, hate's always at the end.
Okay.
So we'll start with the person who always starts, and that would be Jack.
That would be me.
So Jack, Kojak, what's going on?
Bojack, Lojack.
We're just going to name Jack things?
Well, if there's any more, please let us know in the comments below.
That's right.
If Jack was in the front, it would be better, but I guess not.
Yes.
Let's not hijack this show, shall we?
Where's the buzzer, the basketball horn thing?
Wah, 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 wah.
Yep, that's right. Okay, list check.
So I'll preface it by saying I've not played the Forge Fathers before. I've never made the list. I got my first Forge Fathers when Infestation came in. So this was a learning experience, and I took that pretty seriously, and I've poured over the lists, and this is the list that's taken me the longest to make. I'll just put that out there right now.
5 minutes?
What? Yeah. Now I have played Rob, who's kind of got a small soft spot for the Forge Fathers. I wouldn't say the majority of the time he plays Forge Fathers, but certainly version 2 after the Enforcers were relieved of their testicles, the Forge Fathers have stepped up in his burly armored his fetish for armored people has now switched to the Forge Fathers. So
that's true.
So I do have that as experience. I don't know art, but I know what I don't like, and I chose what I don't like seeing him use.
Go against you.
For the most part.
That'll be my list for the plague, that's for sure, when we get to them.
Adorable. Okay, so for my leader, I'll go right off the hop saying, in a perfect world, I'd have taken the Forge Guard Huskarl, but at 41 points, it just weren't happening.
That's a hefty price tag for a leader.
That is a hefty price tag for a vehicle. So. Now,
dare I say, is he the most expensive in the book?
Leaders? He is, for sure, I'm sure.
No, I'm sorry. The Peacekeeper Captain is 48 points.
Is he really?
Yeah. What's a stage one?
He's 30-something?
36.
Yeah.
But, you know, he doesn't have any – he doesn't have anything to shoot.
You don't have to add weapons to him.
Yeah, he's a beast and a half, so that's why. But, yeah. I mean, but for 41 points, he is pretty good, though, for his stuff. But it's still way expensive.
It's way expensive when there's so many other toys to play with.
Right.
So I did go with the Steel Warrior Huskarl. The fight on fours, shoots on three plus for a shoot.
Yes.
Come on. That is beautiful. Save on four. Now, he's only got Tactician one. Yeah, I like my dice, but not. I'm not going to complain. The Too Stubborn to Die. This is out of my comfort zone. So, something resilient.
Yeah.
Something that'll survive past the second round.
Yes, yes. With playing the Veerman, quite a substantial amount. That's even. Oh,
don't get into the Veerman. We,
no, I had to stop myself. Did you hear me? I just went.
can I add as a caveat here that the Too Stubborn to Die rule, somebody pestered certain people in the rules committee to change it, and they actually did change it. So instead of a three dice survive test three, it's three dice survive test two.
Yeah, it's a little more chance of actually happening now.
Yeah.
So we do want to say thank you to Tyler for doing that. that was excellent.
Oh, I think Coach just hung up. I think Coach just left.
I'm sorry. The internet stopped. What happened? What did you say? Yeah, you say something stupid again?
Recon 4 Plus. Not bad. Not bad. The Recon 4 Plus, it's pretty standard for the Forge Fathers, so
that's the best you're going to get.
So for 32 points for the leader, because I kept him stock with the weapon, that is not bad. In fact, that is a nice start. Not my pick. It's not the Cadillac, but it's a solid leader choice.
You took the Prius.
I wouldn't say a Prius.
No, I guess the Brocker's the Prius.
Or the Prius, as they say, over the pond.
That's true.
So, speaking of Brockers, I took three Brockers because they're cheapish. But then I counterbalanced that by giving all three of them the Hellstorm rifle.
What?
Now, they're 19 points. A Brocker with the Hellstorm rifle, it's the same as the... If you went with the Steel Warrior, they were 21, but they have one armor. So I was just kind of...
You saved 2 points for one armor, yeah.
Yeah, I was just weighing out. Now, the Brockers have a Frenzy 1, so it's the math doesn't work out. My equation doesn't work out. I went with three Brockers with the Hellstorm rifle. So they end up being 19 points. Still... When they have the fight 4+, shoot 5, and save 4, and they're just a short hair more expensive than a type 3. Like, come on. With Frenzy 1. That extra dice?
Yeah, for fighting. They're good fighters.
That's fun. So then I get to that. Those are my troops. Three troops. Then I have, for my specialists, I have... all of them are Steel Warrior specialists. They're veterans. The first one has the Magma Cannon, range 5, AP 3. You need your AP. Although, you know what? The Hailstorm rifle, AP 1 right off the hop.
Right.
Okay. It's like Christmas every day for the Forge Fathers.
And you know, you think about it, they come with the Hailstorm rifle. Range 6, AP 1. It's a solid weapon. Now, if you're taking, like you said, the Magma Cannon, and you could choose either one, you know, because what's the range? The Magma Cannon's range is
5.
It's 5. So let's say you're at range 6, you could start with the Hailstorm rifle until you get into range.
Yeah.
Does it replace it?
I don't know. Does it replace it?
Cause I think it says it in the book. It does replace it.
It does? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like as units, like the rifles would be shooting, and when they got in range, you'd have to.
It's only, I think, pistols get, there are certain ones with asterisks on them that stay, the rest get kicked out.
But yeah, so the first one with the Magma Cannon plus 8 points, it makes a 29 point model, but AP3, and you need that. You're fighting enforcers, you're fighting like against Veerman or Plague or something like that. Probably not, but enforcers, other dwarves. Yeah, you're going to need the AP3.
Yeah.
Second veteran, I gave the Hailstorm Cannon. This way to fire. You need some suppression. And it's range 8. You're reaching out and touching someone. And it's got 8.
The auto cannon?
The auto cannon, yeah.
Hailstorm auto cannon, yeah. 8, range 8, 1 victory point, 8 points.
Now, AP 1, again, like, there's AP everywhere.
And it's got way to fire and suppression, which is always nice.
Right.
And then,
And the Steel Warrior veteran, the Storm Rage veteran, shooting on 4s.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Look, 4s. I looked down the list, and 5 plus is the worst shooting in the list, and that's the basic troops. Mm. But they fight on 4 plus with frenzy. So, like, I'm loving it so far. My third specialist is the Storm Rage veteran with the twin Hailstorm pistols. Now, it's got way to fire, rapid fire. Yeah, way to fire too. I chose him because I want to see a little dwarf with two, like it's a John Woo movie. Like he's diving across some pews in an abandoned church and like doves are floating across the screen in slow motion and him just wailing away with two Uzis.
That's true.
Yeah. But see, so yeah, he was just glamour. He was a little glamour muscle. He was working the glamour muscles there at the gym.
He's the cheesecake.
For my list. And I gave him a smoke grenade because I had 3 extra points. But again, now I've got suppression. I've got AP. I've got fighters. So far, like, not bad, not bad. And I'm sure this list is not going to be like anyone else's, but I was able to touch on all the things I like to make sure I have in a strike team.
But that's not everything.
No. And I'm going to wrap up with a Brocker bike.
Yeah, I thought so. I saw that 23 points left. I was like, oh, there, that's a bike.
That is a bike. Were you following along at home?
I was indeed. I was actually on the list builder watching you what you did.
Oh, that's a sneaky. So twin Hailstorm rifles, range 6, AP 1 again, weight of fire 1. Like, it's got twin Hailstorm rifles, but it's got way to fire 1 instead of 2. I don't – an oversight, perhaps?
Yeah, that is strange, yeah.
Usually, when you have the two-handed things, it gives you the way to fire 2. But, yeah, I'm not going to complain. 23 points. 23 points. It's
That's pretty cheap, yeah.
It's 2 extra points than a standard Steel Warrior.
Yeah, you got that 4 move, which is nice.
And that's why I got it. 4 move. I need – it's a – being a plague player and looking at 1-2 for speed all the way down the list makes me just want to eat poison.
Really? That's pretty extreme.
That escalated quickly. Yes. So Rob's concern aside from me eating poison, which he erupted in little titters, that is my list.
Interesting.
That is my list. Yes, I'm sure it's different than other people's, but
yeah, very different.
Yeah, it's different from mine. That's good. Yeah, the Brocker bike is cheap for what it does. It's a nice little vehicle. We don't have the model, but I do have those alternate ones we got. So,
yeah, yes, those are cool.
And I'm sure you wouldn't mind if I decided to play Forge Fathers if I borrowed one of those little rascals,
like a rascal scooter.
Yes, like a hover round.
So there you go. Anything you say about that, Coach? Anything you want to yell at Jack about?
No, it's good. You know, given the Brockers, you think you gave him the rifle instead of a hammer.
Yes.
Yeah, you could have given him hammers.
Which, with the fight on 4 plus, they almost ask for a melee weapon.
Right.
But I think the frenzy
makes, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sending them. They're not cliche. I'm not running them up to the front into the hand-to-hand combat. I think the Brockers are okay if they do engage in hand-to-hand combat. They're capable, but I would rather be AP1 rapid fire.
And then if they do get in hand-to-hand, that frenzy will help them. They don't need the extra AP necessarily in hand-to-hand. Especially, what are you fighting with AP in hand-to-hand would be enforcers. Enforcers suck at hand-to-hand, so.
Right. Until they fix the enforcer.
Yes, we know you have the model on your desk waiting.
I've got six of them because I'm so confident. Six assault enforcers waiting.
Well, on that bombshell, we'll go to a break. We'll come back and I'll discuss my list and we'll see how much different it is. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Sounds like a plan.
And now for a commercial.
FOG Andrew and the coach here, and we would like to tell you about our YouTube channel, Family of Gamers 777.
Family of Gamers covers the hobby from topics like airbrushing, painting, building, converting, unboxings, interviews, and much, much more.
We go over in-depth tactics and battle reports of games like Dead Zone, Warhammer 40K, X-Wing, Kings of War, and Wild West Exodus.
So go over to Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube and become part of the family.
Don't forget all these lists will be available to download at deadzonegame.podbean.com if you want them for some reason. And now back to the show.
All right, what's up? We are back. I'm Coach, and I'm coming with my two Canadian buddies, Terrence and Philip, and we're talking about the Forge Fathers. I think program dictates, the next person is Rob's list, because we just heard Jack's amazing list, and now it's time to hear Rob's list.
Indeedably. Indeedably? Indubitably.
Indeedly doobly.
Deedly doodly doodly.
Well, Flankers, what do you got for us?
I do have a list, and it was hard, but I went a little different from Jack. I went to more heavy weapons here. So I instead opted for the Forge Guard, Huskarl. He has 41 points and 3 VPs. But you get extra tactician, and I do love his Starforged armor, at saving, like, taking away AP from people attacking you. That's kind of mean, since that's the only way to hurt these guys. So that's that little extra ouch as you, hey, I finally did some damage. Oh, no, that one AP, no.
No one can question that. That is, it's the limousine of yeah, that's such a nice, nice leader.
You are driving a Cadillac right now.
And I do love the what he looks like. So, and yep, that 3-4-4, like 3-shoot with a hailstorm rifle. That's pretty nice. He's gonna do some damage there. Yeah. So I took him, and then I moved on to my troops. And for my troops, I only have 3 troops, and they're all the same. I took Steel Warriors because I was like me. The militia is cheaper. The Steel Warriors got the armor, so I decided to go for the Steel Warriors. And once again, they're cool guys. AP1 rapid-fire weapons, like right away. Shooting on 4s, again. 1 armor, so they're armored instead of like the militia, who just because they have bare arms don't count as being armored. And yeah, so I got 3 of those guys. 21 points each. A little expensive for a troop, but this is the Forge Fathers, so you're going to hear that a lot. It's a little expensive, but... So on to my specialists. For my first specialist, I took a Stormrage veteran, the Steel Warrior specialist, with the twin Hailstorm pistols because A, Jack is correct, it is the coolest thing ever. But mostly I took it for Weight of Fire 2. Getting to reroll 2 misses, that's pretty sweet. They do have a shoot of 4, so you might not miss that much, but when you do, you're gonna shoot some guys. Only range 4 is the only problem I find with those guys. But I just need him in my army because he's gonna look cool.
Oh yeah, he's aside from being a baller, he's I think range 4 is not gonna matter.
Yeah, because these guys at least their movement's 1-2 at least, unlike certain other people.
Range 4, you can turn your nose up at it, but it's twice as long as the range for any Veerman weapon, so you're still leisurely shooting them. It's a duck shoot at range 4.
I should hope the Forge Fathers actually have better weapons than the Veerman. I mean, that's just, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not being racist at all, but, you know, they should have better weapons.
Racist. And then for my other 2 specialists, I took Forge Guard.
What?
The first one has the Hailstorm autocannon, so it does give me that 1 VP range 8 or and AP 1, way to fire 1, suppression. That's a nice, like, way to kill off some people there. Makes him 38 points in 4 VP. He's expensive. Shooting on 4s again. He only moves 1-1. That's the only problem with Forge Guard. They're as slow as crap.
And you know what? When I saw that, I was like, I can't. I can't.
It goes against all your plague upbringing?
It goes against an octogenarian with a, you know, going through Walmart with his cane. Like, that is terrible.
It is pretty rough. And my other person I took is a Forge Guard, just straight up normal Forge Guard. So he's only 30 points, but, they're pretty good. The Forge Hammer is pretty nice and the Hailstorm Rifle is pretty nice. And I just love the, armor too. Those guys are going to be they're like mini Striders. And, yeah, that's what they are to me. Little mini Striders walking on the battlefield. And I love the model. So they were I think they're officially the favorite model of all Dead Zone models to put together with the Forge Guard for me.
Yeah.
That's when I fell in love with the Forge Fathers, was after putting those guys together. I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Oh wow, these guys are so cool. So that is my list. That was 199 points, 18 VPs, and, what is there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 guys. Not a horribly sized army for Forge Fathers.
No. In fact, that's kind of sprawling compared to some of the ones that you've, put on the table.
Yeah. Usually it's three or four guys. So
how many was it again? I'm sorry.
Seven.
Yeah. There you go. That's pretty good.
So there you go. That was my list. Now we'll move on to Coach.
We're going right into it.
Yeah. Right into Coach.
All right. So what I was trying to do, I made 7 lists. And
we're not going to talk about all 7, are we, Coach?
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, if we have time.
We have an unboxing to record tonight, Coach. We can't.
You're not getting into it. I'm telling you right now. Because we always talk for 6 hours after this anyway. So what I wanted to do was try to take an elite army that we could flesh them out a little bit and go to the strengths of the Forge Fathers, which is the resilience. So what I did was starting off with, now I wanted to take the Brocker, the Chief Brocker. Now, he's pretty good, man, because he's very survivable with a four plus save and tough. He's going to be shrugging off stuff. But then what I did was I gave him a hammer and that takes him up to 31 points. But for 32 points, I can get the Steel Warrior Huskarl, which I ended up taking. And the reason being is because he already has a hammer and he has a better shoot and his fight is 4+ as opposed to 3+ with frenzy. So I kind of like that. Plus, the Chief Brocker has the worst rule in Dead Zone. His splat is the worst one in Dead Zone.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's the Leprechaun one. Strike it lucky. It's just
strike it lucky. Yeah,
yeah. So if you guys, if Rules Committee, if you're listening, those are stupid. You know, they just suck.
It actually makes fun of the poor Brockers.
Yeah,
they're not Leprechauns.
We're not Leprechauns. Damn it, we don't have any lucky charms. Damn it. So Steel Warrior Huskarl, I'll tell you what, man, he's a bad dude, man. The Hailstorm Pistol is a range 4 way to fire. And the Forge Hammer is awesome. You know, the Forge Hammers are just great.
Yep.
And his stats are good, you know. 3+ shoot. You know, he's a shooty guy. So, you know, I like him a lot. Unfortunately, Tactician 1, Recon 4. But between the two of them, they're both Tactician 1, Recon 4. So I went with the Steel Warrior Huskarl. I've had success with both, but I really do love the Forge Guard Huskarl. I mean, that's my favorite. But I wanted to hoard these guys out, so see what I can do. So going with troops, I took 4 Militia. That's the Italian version of wolves.
The Militia?
So, yes, really? Militia. Yeah, I went with 4 of them. They're 14 points. They're the cheapest ones you can get. And they're solid. You know, they got a 5-up shoot, 5-up fight. Try not to get them in combat. The 4 survive with the armor 1.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I'm
no
sorry.
Armor, no armor.
Yeah. But a 4-up survive. So they're kind of throwaways for 14 points. They're almost like an enforcer, like an assault enforcer, but they have an AP1 rapid fire weapon.
Yeah. Nice weapon.
Yeah. So now I'll tell you the truth. I was really unsold on rapid fire, but these guys can get to suppress a model. If you want to just do it like that, just suppress a model. And then bring your other guys up or, you know, just do it like that. I'm thinking rapid fire might be okay. It's not, you know, Blaze Away was a pain in the ass, but Rapid Fire seems to be a little bit more controlled. I kind of like it. So with these guys on a 5-up, you get one thing, Rapid Fire, suppress the guy's cube. Yeah, I mean, suppress the guy in the cube. It's not a terrible thing, you know? So that's why I take the Militia. I'll tell you why I didn't take the Brock is after the hate.
Yep.
And then for my my specialist, I went with 3 specialists, all Forge Guard.
Yeah.
Okay, because they are just great. I don't give a one movement. They are awesome. Okay. Here's the thing. Every time I play Forge Guard, if I take 1, 2, or 3, one always dies.
Yeah.
So I'm taking 3 just in case. 1 stock standard, 30 points, you know, the Hailstorm rifle, which is awesome, and the Forge Hammer. Now, yep. Now, as you know, you just got to beat the guy in the dice. Okay. And Rob, you missed one point that makes the Forge Guard awesome. They are a size 1. They have 2, you know, the 2 wounds to kill them, but they do have life support.
Yeah.
So you can, once a game, you just like, I feel better. So, you know, that's a big thing. Went with the Hailstorm autocannon because rate of fire 1 and suppression is just awesome. My last guy, the reason I took this guy, I gave him the missile launcher.
I was going to say the 8 points, but for range 10 AP 5, I wish I would have said beforehand, what do you think Coach is going to put on one of his specialists?
Yes.
I knew it.
Now, what's great about this is you don't have to shoot the missile launcher if you're not ready to shoot the missile launcher, because you have your Hailstorm rifle, and because they have he has a hard point, that's the Predator missile launcher on his shoulder. You know, it's with the Forge Guard, it gets mounted on his shoulder. So what I did was I magnetized it on one of my guys, and they take him with I didn't want to give him the autocannon and the missile launcher, because if you lose, you know, if that guy gets killed, you know, spread the wealth. So, you know, you got to shoot at the guy you want to shoot. But the missile launcher is there as it's kind of like an insurance plan, like a backup plan. Now, I remember we were discussing like, oh my God, AP5, who's going to have AP5? You know what? You miss AP5. When you really need AP5. So, you know, if you shoot, this is the guy, your Strider, your Forge, and anything with an AP2, AP3 armor. I don't know why it's AP5. I'm not going to judge because, you know, AP5 is just, it's overkill, but when you need it, you need it. Even if you shoot at an AP, you know, at an armor 1, armor 2, it's good to go. But that range 10, boys, whew, that's pretty good, man.
That is, yeah.
And it's only 8 points.
And my calculations, you have 6 points left over.
Correct. And what I did was I spread out. I have 3 ammos. Honestly, I take 3 ammos with me, and I don't know who I'm going to give it to until right before I play.
Yeah, you just throw them on, guys.
Right. But most likely, I would probably definitely give one to my leader. I would give one to the Forge God who doesn't have anything. Just give him the ammo.
Yeah.
And then the other one, give it to one of the militia guys. Just, you know, just for and giggles, you know?
Yep.
And then one more thing, I have to take 5 rebel snipers. Because, you know, I mean, it's, every list is just subpar without at least 5 of them. All right. So that would be,
so that leaves you with what, 1 point left?
Correct.
Nope. What? Nope. No, I think you're perfect. You're at 200.
I'm at 200.
Yep.
Rebel snipers cost a little more than I thought.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, that's 200. And, you know, I like this. I would have liked to take the Forge Guard Horse Carl, but,
yeah, it just didn't work out for points. Just, wise.
Yeah, you know, my goal was, I'm approaching this because, you know, like I said, there's like 7 different lists I could do, you know, like taking an Iron Ancestor or, you know, doing stuff like that. But the thing is I wanted to try to get the most elite army with the most amount of guys.
Yeah, you went for unusually large amount of guys. How many guys you got in that army?
I have 8.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know, because usually when I do Forge Fathers, it's like 6 or 7 guys. The 7 was like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wanted to see if I could fit more in. And I had the Forge Guard Huskarl in the whole time. And I'm like, you know what? Let me take him out. Let me put the Steel Warrior Huskarl in there. And it worked out.
Yeah, you know, points wise, you were able. Probably you got a whole new guy in there for that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, yeah, your militia. Yeah, but by going militia, you were able to get a cost of one of my Brockers. Like, you got a whole troop.
Right.
By just going down to the militia, and they're still great troops.
Yeah, they're pretty good. You know, so the four militia cost me 56 points. Yeah. You know, and what's good about them, you know, the one thing I can say about Forge Fathers, if you take them right out of the box, if you don't want to put anything on them, even if I didn't put the Hailstorm Auto Cannon on it, didn't put the missile launcher. So let's say that'd be a 16, an extra 22 points I would have to play with. You know, I could take another militia or maybe take,
Steel Warrior too.
Yeah. Take a Steel Warrior, like even a specialist.
Yeah.
And you know, just put some something silly on him or whatever. But right out of the box, man, they're good. You know,
it's true. You don't have to put anything on a Forge Father to make them good.
Because honestly, I'm kind of in the camp with Jack. You know, hey, listen, I got a Hailstorm Auto Cannon. It's only 8 AP1, but it's a better range and way to fire one suppression.
Yeah, so, I took one of those too.
Yeah. So, you know, but I'm saying, like, take that. And the only reason I took the missile launcher is like, all right, you know, AP1 is good. Everybody got AP. There's not one person who ain't got no AP. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
And they except, like, it's candy on Halloween. AP.
Right. Right. But the thing is when that Terraton comes or the stage two or even the stage one.
Or a Strider.
Or a Strider. Anything with two and above. Because right now, like, two is tough. But what happens when you go against Peacekeeper with a shield?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want, we call it rolling naked. You're rolling naked. You shoot at the guy. All right. I hit you four times. You got to roll four dice, but you have, you know, your AP is done. And honestly, where's tough? Tough is really, really, really not as prevalent as it was in V1.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. You know, so, you know, that's why you need the heavy AP. So, you know, I dig this list. This is a fun list to play. You know, the militia guys, you know, they're going to go. The Forge Guard, everybody's going to focus on them. And, you know, everybody's got a tactic for the leader, you know. And then in a three-dice survive test, everybody's surviving on four, so I'll take those odds.
Yeah, I almost took militia because they are so cheap. I went for the one armor. I was like, I'll go for the armor. And the four shoot, which is nice.
Steel Warriors are not – it's not a bad purchase, man. For the price, you know, what you're getting.
But they are like 7 points more than the militia. Militias are so cheap.
Yeah.
And only one VP too, militia.
Right, right. You know.
But doesn't that say a lot about the faction itself, that the basic troops, we each took of the three, we each took one of the different three, and no one was like, stupid man. No, like they're all decent. You could probably mix and match in I think we all just went with the one we thought was the better one, but
yep,
that says a lot.
Well, hold your breath, because we're going to come back and talk about all this after this break.
Time for a break from these numbnuts.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
We're back!
And welcome back. I interrupted Jack, but hopefully you remembered what he was talking about. Probably not. But we're back to talk about the things we don't like or the things we might want to change. So, do you remember what you're talking about, Jack?
Yeah, I was just saying the troops were so good, that we all chose different ones, and they're all very viable troops.
Yeah.
In fact, the stock troops, while not Khaleesi level of like must have
But you get a lot more selection, though. It's not like there's none that you're like, yeah, you got to take this one for sure. Take this one. It really doesn't matter. They're all good in their own way.
Depending on what you want. Like if you want someone that does something like how you're feeling, I think that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Me personally.
It's also too, you're picking a troop that you're going to use in the way for your play style.
Yeah.
You know, so these troops are very good, but very different in their own right. You know, strengths and weaknesses in their own right. So depends on what you're going to do, like what's your game plan. Like if you have the militia, you're not going to run them up and fight them. You're going to try to stay back and shoot. But if you have a Brocker, well, he's got to get into combat or he's going to get killed. So, you know.
Yep. I wish every list had this much variety.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And, for the leaders, we took two of the three and we all agreed that the Forge Guard Huskarl is the best, just expensive. And I agree with the Cheek and the other guy because he's a little cheaper, the Steel Warrior Huskarl. Both of their splats are pretty good in their own way. It's the Chief Brocker nobody took. He's a great model, beautiful model, like one of the best. When we first saw him, we're like, no way, that's a Mantic model. He looks too cool.
Right.
But
this is one that I could actually say that I really like the paint job on, because sometimes Mantic paint jobs I'm not too crazy about. But this one is
he's great.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And he's got 3+ fight. I love that. And I love good fights. He's got Frenzy 1. He's tough. He's got a save 4. It's just that splat. That splat turns me off so badly that I will not take him.
But I have taken him in the past, and tough and a 3 up and a what's it called? Tough with the 4+ save is just great because you could hit him with AP.
It doesn't matter
because tough takes away one thing. He doesn't have armor, so you know that works for you because you know if you're getting hit with AP, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. So
yeah, he's that's a great fighter. Yeah.
Yeah, and once you get him into combat, you know, it's like, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to fight or are you going to survive? I got 3 of fight. I'm definitely fighting your back.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't care how big you are or whatever. But the thing is with him, though, he's a fighting monster, but they didn't give him a hammer.
No. Yeah. That's he shows a hammer in his thing, too.
Right.
The picture is not even no pistol because he has a burst pistol.
Right.
But it shows him with a hammer. Yeah, he should have a hammer for sure. It makes no sense.
I don't. For the model, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's just, and plus his stats, he's 3+ fight with Frenzy. He should have a hand-to-hand weapon. Was he just punching people?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, he should have a hammer. I think also, like, especially the leaders should have a hammer. Well, that's why I took the Steel Warrior Huskarl. I mean, because he's got a 3+ shoot, but he already has the Forge Hammer.
Yeah.
So if you give the Brocker a Forge Hammer for 5 points, you're 1 point away from a Steel Warrior Huskarl.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, give him a hammer and then take him anyway. And now they did change it. He is 2 victory points, not 1 victory point.
Oh, yeah. That's a,
you know,
but 5.
But he's also 5+ recon.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. That's the only issue, too. But that special strike it lucky, like, anyways, everybody knows that's just not a good splat.
That's the horror.
Could we say that you would take him despite the splat, not for it?
Yeah, right?
Yes.
For sure.
You're looking at the you know, the Frenzy and the Tough and the other pluses, and to strike it lucky, you probably wouldn't even use it.
Unfortunately, that's the whole die that when you roll it, you have to re-roll it and hope you don't get it again, because you're screwed if you get it again.
Mm. But you know, I would take him, giving him the hammer, put him at 31 points.
Yeah. He'd be tough. If you want a melee monster, he's him.
So basically, the one we didn't take and poo-pooed is still an awesome leader.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, for absolutely. Sure. He'd be an auto-in, I think, if he had a good splat. If he had a splat that was even slightly useful, I'd be like, yeah, for sure. He's so cheap. He's, like, cheaper than some of the troops.
Well, I don't know if you remember. Remember in the when we were playtesting it in the I don't know, you know, if you had the version of the stuff that they sent us. His original splat was to fix a vehicle.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm like, all right. So now, like, Jack, I think you're the only one who took a vehicle.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yeah. And then it was a strange choice then, too.
And then I'm glad they changed the Forge Guard Huskarl, because his thing was, like, he can repair a Forge Guard's armor. But what if you take Forge Guard? You know, like, Jack didn't take any Forge Guard.
Yeah.
So it would kind of be useless. So. But yeah, they did change it. It was good. I mean, you know, leaders are solid. That's one thing you can say about that. Other than the Forge Guard, man, he's way expensive.
He's pretty expensive, but he's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. He's definitely worth it. But now this goes into tie into the rest of the discussion is that although the Forge Fathers, everything is pretty good. They are so expensive that it's almost hard to play them.
Yes.
And I mean that because everything is expensive, not only in points, but in victory points.
Yeah. A lot of VPs, unfortunately.
Right. I mean, you know, the Forge Guard are awesome, but they're 30 points.
Yeah.
You know, even the Steel Warriors, great troop, you know, good troop, solid troop. Nothing. I mean, I was comparing them to, so let's say, some of the other troops, you know, they're kind of like, they're like one step away from being a specialist.
Yeah.
But 21 points is steep.
Yeah, but you get the, that 4+ save and the 4+ shoot.
Right.
I would pay the extra, 5 points over Enforcer.
Right.
And then you get less than that, actually.
It's armor 1 and then the rifle's AP 1 with rapid. Yeah.
Like that's, I would pay that to get this guy.
Right. But don't forget though, an Enforcer has, you know, 4-6-4. So basically the fight is only one more. They still have the same amount of armor. They don't have a AP 1 weapon, but they do have a jump pack.
Yeah.
And he's only 16 points. So you're paying 5 points for an AP 1 weapon.
Yeah. In a better fight.
Yeah. But, and no jump pack.
Yeah. But jump packs. The only good thing about jump packs now is it's the parachute ability. The actual jumping over spaces.
Not even that. Like jumping up the side of a building. I mean, like,
yeah.
I know some of the terrain we have is like, it's an L shape. And if you're on the bad end of an L shape, you got to get around to it. The Enforcers don't worry about that. You know,
and being blown off of the tops of buildings and stuff, it helps if you're, you know, hit by a rocket launcher or something, and
right.
Yeah,
so fall damage.
You're not worried about falling.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But
yeah,
some of the other things, the specialists, well, the troopers we talked about, they're all good, but the specialists, none of the Brocker specialists made it in, the Brocker engineer or the Brocker specialists.
Well, you know why, right? Because the Brockers themselves are way too expensive.
Yeah, because if you get a 6+ shoot or 5+ fight, like for the engineer,
mm-hmm.
and 5-4-4 for the specialist, and they're 16 and 14 points, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah, but Brockers themselves, 16 points, I think, is way too expensive.
For the regular troop?
Just Brockers in general, 16 points. Yeah. You know, you think about it, right? All right, so in V1, the hammer had knockback and they had a hammer. These guys don't have hammers.
Yeah.
You know, I would say take away the pistol and give them a hammer.
Yeah. No, those pistols are not great. The rapid fire on them's all right, but.
Yeah. But you know, range 3.
Yeah.
Range 3. So you're still better than the Veerman, but.
Yeah.
So if you're in range 3, you know, you're going to be close to combat because you're going to.
Yeah. I'd rather have something. Yeah. I'd rather have the hammer for sure.
Yeah.
You're paying for the engineer ability. And as of right now, the engineer ability is a limited. It's quite limited in what the benefit is mechanically right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Now the mining laser, the inferno drill, and the bomb bot. Both of us didn't take it, but I think you need an engineer to run that.
That's right.
Do you? Yeah, because a remote, right? Remote. Yeah.
And the bomb bot also has remote.
Yeah.
So, you know,
so you're just paying paying for the word engineer and have someone there to do.
So it's actually a 32 30 points or, what's that? 26 points, something like that. 24 points.
Right.
Or 22 points. Yeah.
It's 32, but then the bomb bot, he's only 8 points. Yeah. So it's not.
And the bomb bot, you just want him to drive up and get exploded. So.
Right. That's basically what he does. He's a boom 5.
Yeah.
My question is it one engineer to one bot, or is it?
I think you could use one for all of it.
They can only activate one, like to, don't you have to, or is it only sentry guns you have to put down and stuff like that? I don't even know.
Well, the sentry guns, I think you deploy them and then there you go.
Yeah.
So I think it's like the Inferno Drill is pretty much the same thing. You know, they just, they work independently, but you know, because the engineer is there, you could use it.
Yeah. So you're just paying a troop tax, really, another troop tax to get these things.
Yeah. So now check it out, right? The Inferno Drill. Okay. 4+ shoot, 3+ save. Okay. one armor, size 2, right? It's called an inferno drill with a mining laser. Why don't you just call it a mining laser? But I digress. Yeah. Range 24.
I know. I love that.
AP3, but it's heavy.
Why is it heavy? That's the only thing.
Oh, my God. You guys are killing me.
Yeah.
First of all, we talked about this with the Veerman. We were talking about the Wiener cannon. Making a vehicle, because he's a vehicle, why not make him a specialist? Because he can't go up and down.
Yeah.
You know, they can't climb. I kind of understand that. You know, you need a ramp and stuff. But the thing is that.
Why can the boom butt climb? It's the exact same thing, just smaller.
Right. Right. Well, I guess because you're going to blow up a guy in the second level or something like
well,
that.
Well, he's a vehicle too, though. He's got the vehicle ability. So why isn't he in the vehicle section?
Yeah. See, that's.
Yeah. He should be in the vehicle section. Oh, I guess because you don't have to get three of them to get. No, he's still. I don't know.
No, you need 3 troops. I mean, I'm sorry. No, you don't.
Because he's in the specialist section.
Right.
That's
the Inferno drill, you need 3.
Yeah. Strange.
Yeah. But like I said in the last episode, it's so hard to line up those shots, man.
Yeah.
That's
especially those guys. They're pretty short.
Right.
You're looking at a range 24, which exceeds the mat by an extraordinary amount.
Right.
But
4 times.
But being overly able to shoot someone is never a bad thing. The problem is line of sight, getting something like that is so tough with something that in a built up, if you have all the terrain, like the choked, like just oversaturated with terrain that you like to play on, it doesn't matter. 24 range is the same as 3, same as 5. Like you're not getting line of sight on anything that far away is almost impossible.
Actually, what they should give this guy, they should give the engineer spotter, or whatever they call it now. What's that one drone has it now? Rangefinder.
Yes.
And make the inferno drill, you can shoot through anything as long as he can see it, because it just shoots through walls. It just, you know, just shoots through everything.
Yeah.
It's not indirect, but it's like.
Right. I know what you're saying. It's like I'm shooting through and I'm going to make a hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that too. Like, because if it's a mining laser, it's going to be shooting into the side of mountains.
Well, that's what it says. It's designed to carve up asteroids and mine through dense rock. Well, it should be able to shoot through some terrain.
Some cargo container sides.
Yeah. Right.
That is brilliant. And as long as he has spotter, he goes, you move him to a location, and you just have this thing just blasting through the terrain.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Like, you know, I'm hiding behind a thing. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
No cover for you.
Yeah. So it's so like, you know, you could bring your mortar, you could bring your indirect. I'm bringing my inferno drill.
Yeah, exactly. It would make it worth it.
Right. Screw you guys. And then he could actually hide underneath something. You know what I'm saying? He can hide underneath something and then you can't get him with your mortar, but I can get you. You know, then it'll be worth, then it's worth 30 points.
Yeah.
It's less OP than say the mortar with the, like say the pulse bombarder or something like that, because the spotter would still have to, you know, get eyes on. So a model has to get into the position to get the eyes on the person.
Right.
But it's like a indirect weapon, but not right off the hop. It's one that, you know, you need to unfold it. You have to wait. It's like Christmas morning. Then when you get the eyes on, say, a leader that is hidden or something like that, that's when it would unleash.
Right. And it's great because it's not indirect. It is a direct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, though? It's not OP if you kill the engineer.
Yeah, that's right. Then it's pretty much you can only shoot what you can see.
Right. Then it's kind of like it goes into auto mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I think that's the way to go with this, man, because you can't. The Wiener cannon you can't do, you know, the only one that's good is the Goblin gun track because it's indirect. And then all the Asterion indirect stuff, the flow
drones.
The drones are awesome.
Yeah. Drones are so much better than everything else.
Yeah. So basically you have like something like this, you know, an AP3 weapon that moves. This poor thing just sits there.
But that's why I like this thing. You wouldn't have to move. You could just sit in one corner, be able to hit anybody.
Right. You don't have to move. And also by making it heavy, it's just, you know, come on, boys. It shouldn't be heavy.
Well, they say that it's not heavy doesn't mean heavy. It means deliberate more, that you have to set it up. And
No, I know. But the fact of the matter is I can't move and shoot. I got to sit there.
Yeah. But now you wouldn't have to. It wouldn't matter. You just sit there.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter. You put them right in the middle of board somewhere. Yep. And then you got to position your rocker, your engineer.
Yep. Then hey, listen, becomes almost like a sniper trying to get into position so this guy correct. Can hit people.
And I'll tell you what, man. If that was the case, I took two engineers right off the bat.
Yep. Get better lines of sight on people.
Yep. Two 14-point models with an AP3 mining laser that hits you from anywhere. You want to hide? No problem. Hide. I'm going to run up, you know. Even go for broke. The guy runs up like, I see you. Quick, shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, that type of deal.
And you have to protect him from indirect white weapons, and you have to protect your engineers. So it's still lots of strategy involved.
Right.
And at a movement of 1-2, it'll be the third round before those engineers get in a position that it's going to matter. So it's a long con. You're going for like a plan. People with the indirect are already, you know, reaching out and touching someone, but you're trying to get you put up a little spider web.
Yeah. Unless you get a nice line of sight right off the bat, they have to snipe. It's like snipers.
Yeah.
Sniper's going to snipe. So, and then finally the elephant in the room here is none of us took any Iron Ancestors.
Tried, man. Too expensive. Tried.
You 44 points naked.
Yeah.
I think I thought about taking one with no weapons, so you just walk around and stomp on people.
Right.
But he's just – and then you get the Thor pattern Iron Ancestor for 62 points and 5 VPs, and all it does is have 2 hammers.
Right.
And Frenzy 1, but still, he's only fights in a 5. It's not great.
Yeah.
We can agree that if you take the points away, like if cost isn't the issue – best Strider in the game.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Cause he's got fire control, which is always nice. And
well, listen, if you're going to take, an Iron Ancestor, right? Let's say, you know, we're going to kit him out. Like really like kit him out, right? Give him the twin hailstorm rifle, power claw flamer, right? You're looking at 65 points.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick. I know we're not supposed to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Right. You take the Steel Warrior Huskarl, 3 militia, 2 Forge Guard, and that Iron Ancestor. That gives you 199.
Yeah, so you get very small army.
Right. I was thinking of doing that, but, you know, just finding a way to fit the Iron Ancestor in. Because it's so good. And also, don't forget, it's got fire control.
Yeah, that fire control is so good.
You know, so listen, let me ask you this. You take the Iron Ancestor, use fire control, right? So I use my flamer on one side, and I shoot my twin hailstorm auto cannon to the other, you know, somebody else. I play a shoot, extra shoot on him. Do I get 2 shots with that again?
That is a good question.
I mean, it stands to reason because you have
fire control. Does fire control actually say? That is the question.
Fire control basically means that if you have two guns at one or two different targets, but before you shoot, you have to tell what it is.
But does it say it counts as single shot or something in the actual?
No, it just basically.
Well, that's this.
That's that. I mean, if you want me to read it again, but I'm thinking.
Well, now read the actual wording. That's what I'm curious about.
Yes, yes. I'll read it to you right now. That's my job on the
board. There you go. Yeah, I've read it just now, but you can read it.
I'll read it because of the billions and billions of viewers out there.
Who just want to hear your voice.
That's, so here it is.
That's the reason they're here. They just want to hear you read.
Here, I'm going to do my sexy voice.
Oh.
Excuse me. Hold on. Fire control. When a model takes a shoot action,
exactly,
it can use 2 weapons instead of 1.
So if it takes a shoot action, that's what I was wondering. It says exactly right there. That means you get an extra shot. You're taking a shoot action. You get to shoot 2 guns again. That's powerful.
So basically that's four shots coming at you.
Yeah, with the one guy, if you get some shoots on him. Yeah, that's great.
But listen, this is the way you got to take him, man, because, you know, you could do the twin hailstorm rifle, or you can do the magma cannon. Whatever you want, but then the power claw and the flamer is 13 points, but the power claw is AP3.
Yeah, for a hand-to-hand weapon, that's pretty tough.
Right, so you just grab somebody and crush their freaking face, you know, like really.
I just don't like it's 5+, right? So
they're a 4-5-4.
Yeah, so you really want to shoot people with those guys.
Yeah, but then again,
that's why I got killed by dogs in an Iron Ancestor.
Yeah, I know. That's true. But also, too, size 4, armor 4.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the beauty of it. He's got 5 hit points, and he's got armor 4. You have a lot of like, if you don't have AP, like Veerman, Veerman have some AP, but there's some races that have hardly any AP.
Well, like, you're going against Plague.
Yeah.
you know, there's hardly any AP in there, you know, but listen, I mean, to roll naked, you have to have an AP 4 or 5 weapon.
Yeah.
You know, just to get through that armor. So
yeah,
listen, I love the model. I have 2 of them already. I have the Dreadball and I have the regular one, and I got 2 more coming to me with the Warpath pledge.
Yep.
I love these guys in Warpath. I'm just always going to run them because when I was playing 40K, I loved Dreadnoughts. Dreadnoughts were my favorite. And there's a whole fluff behind them, in 40K. And in Iron Ancestor, it's like, you know, old Forge Fathers become, Forge Guard. Older, ancient Forge Fathers become Iron Ancestors. I like that. And then in the source book, you see the cutaway of the dwarf sitting in there in the Iron Ancestor. It's got a cutaway like him and the Iron Ancestor with the controls and stuff. They're just awesome, man. But the whole point of the army, I know they're going to revamp some armies. I know, you know, like the Vermin's coming now.
Are we getting to the hate stuff? Is that where you're going?
Well, no, we've been in, I guess this is the section of hate. Let's go from a positive angle.
It's been all positive as far as I can tell so far.
Yeah. Pretty much, the only thing, the thing is their points.
Yeah.
Their points, and the points don't add up because you always have a bunch of points left over where you can't take something. You know, no, you know what I mean? Like you've taken, you know, I did my list, you know, I took the guys, but I took Hailstorm Autocannon Missile Launcher and I had 6 points left over. So I look and what can I take? There's really nothing to take. There's nothing 6 points. I mean, a frag grenade, I'd rather give them 3 guys ammo.
Yeah. It was a hard choice. You do have some leftover points. I think all of us took some items. Maybe I didn't because I was going to with my other list, but that list, it worked out. But I still lost 1 point. I was only at 199, I think.
Now, also, too, let's go fluff. All right? The Forge Fathers are the most sought out after guys to make weapons for. So I'm a corporation. I need some armor. I need some guns. I need some stuff. And the Forge Fathers do it. And the whole fluff is they have a little thing in. So if you try to mess with it, it explodes, right? That's the fluff behind it. But when you look at the list of weapons that they have, it's very short.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like all the weapons are good though. Don't get me wrong. Like the magma rifle, magma.
Not a lot of variety though. Yeah.
Correct. There's not a lot of variety and everything's pretty expensive. You know, the good stuff is like 8 points. Everything is 8 points.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then why is the Iron Ancestor Forge Hammer 5 points and a regular Forge Hammer is 5 points? that's a little wonky to me. I think, you know, I think the Forge Fathers were good in version 1 and then they got to cut and paste in 2. And I think they need a little bit, I think everything is good except for price, right? Point reductions.
Hey,
you know, the Brockers shouldn't be 16 points.
That seems pretty expensive for the,
you know,
for wimpy troops pretty much.
Right. Or give them a hammer and then they're worth the 16 points.
Yeah.
You know, then I'll take, that would be Brockers all day, every day. But, you know, militia is pretty good, you know, 14 points solid, you know, but still expensive, you know.
But really, the pound for pound, they come with the most bling of any of the other factions so far. Like it.
All right. Well, I did a comparison. The Marauder Commando is a 5-4, 5-5-4, same stat. All right. He has no armor. Okay. He is got a range 6 rapid fire. A gun that he comes stock with. He is 12 points.
Well,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. An enforcer, just base enforcer, 4-6-4, laser rifle, jump pack, armor 1. He is 16 points. So he's 2 points more than the militia. The militia is 5-5-4, no armor, hailstorm rifle, which is an AP-1. So basically you're paying for that AP-1, 14 points.
Yeah.
If they were 12 like the commandos, I'd understand that.
Well, I think marauders are just too cheap. As it is, they're the cheapest.
Right.
Like, I think that's what you're comparing, like, the cheapest to the most expensive there.
Right, right. But I'm comparing them, like, you know, it's really not apples to oranges, it's apples to apples. Cause, you know, the militia is basically, I mean, Tyler said this and it resonated with me on the, last, live stream. And he said basically the militia are almost like the marauders, treat them as marauders, like the commandos.
Hmm.
And I said, you know what? He's right. You know, they're there to die. They're there to be fodder. You know, so when you lose a few militia, it's not too bad because you're only losing one victory point.
Yeah.
You know? But the Steel Warriors, man, and, you know, I know you took the Storm Rage Veterans. I've been running them. It's – they're hard to keep alive, man.
Well, anything's hard to keep alive.
No, no, but I'm saying, like, you know, you're talking about you gave a guy a magma cannon. That's, you're talking 30 points.
Yeah, that was Jack, yeah.
Yep, yeah. Yep, 29 points. And yeah, that's the thing. The armor one is a boon for me, like, right off the hop. Fight 5-4 plus for a shoot, like, it all really great, but it's 29 points, and that's a lot. And then that's not even factoring in once you kit them out, once you give them the spinning wheels and the body kit, you're talking 3 victory points,
right? You're talking, you know, the spinning wheels and everything, they get you on them options. But you think about it, you had your Storm Rage Veteran with the magma cannon at, you're coming in at 29.
Yep.
For one more point, you get a Forge Guard. The only thing you're losing with a Forge Guard, and the Forge Guard, I think pound for pound, you know, that's the way to go, because they got a 4-5-4. They have life support. So basically you have 3 wounds. Okay. Because, you know, if you survive that first one, you just pop that life support and you're good to go. Armor 2. And then they come with the hammer and the hailstorm rifle. So if you take them stock, man, you're all right, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like I don't mind the VPs being high because they are high value targets, but right, their cost should be a little lower. So sure, you can buy a bunch of guys, but the moment they start dying, you're going to lose a lot of VPs. I think that's the way to balance them. Make them cheaper, but keep the VPs high, you know?
Yeah. So, like, you know, Storm Rage Veteran, he's at 21 points for 2 victory points. Keep him at 2 victory points. So now, let's say, I don't know, 25 points with the magma cannon, but he's still 3 victory points.
Yeah. So he's a high value target, but at least you can have more guys to be able to offset the death of some of your guys. Cause that's a problem with any elite force. The moment you start losing guys, your force goes down quickly.
I mean, I played a game the other night against Andrew, and he's like dead set on this Rebs elite list. And, you know, he's taking, which I feel is one of the best units in the game, which is the Saphir Lancers.
Yeah.
But every time they shot was an AP2. So, you know, I took a force of Storm, you know, Steel Warriors and Veterans, basically. And he was just plowing through them because I had to roll naked all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Your armor is useless, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, it's just tough. I mean, listen, the Forge Fathers are awesome, but I've won with them and I've lost with them. And when you lose with them, it's horrible. it's a bloodletting, you know, because of so much stuff going through. So.
Yeah. I can see that they've got so many great options, so much to choose from, so much to play with. And it's makes it hard. Just making the list alone was tough, but then you get about 5 or 6 games under your belt, and you're like, oh, this works, this doesn't. Some factions, you can kind of weed things out. With this, winning and losing isn't necessarily – everything's so good. It's tough.
Yeah, it is a good army to play.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, though. This is – I'd say the Plague is the most fun to play, but these guys, for me, is definitely like a second. You know, as far as just overall fun. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, I really enjoy playing the Pathfinders. I really enjoy running the Plague, you know, really hoarding out the Plague. But these guys are just the coolest army, man.
And they also really – I found that you had the most choice of what to build in this show so far we've done, the team Correct. Building exercise. It was more like, oh, I could do this, or I could do this, or I could do this. That's why it was so hard. It was just so many choices.
And even like you said, the leaders, it's like we would have all been happy with either one.
Yep. Or even all 3, like really, if that splat's the only thing that deterred me from the last guy, because if I want to do a fighty army, he'd be up there for fights.
Right, absolutely. And you know what? He's survivable. I mean, every time I've run him, I never lost him. Yeah. He never dies.
Yeah. So
he's got no armor, you know? He's got nothing.
Yep. He's just a tough mofo.
Yeah, he's just a tough brocker, man. That's what he is.
So I think that pretty much covers it. I think we talked pretty much we pumped up these Forge Fathers. Hardly any downside to them other than the cost. Anything else we need to talk about these boys?
No, I think we've covered it. I just think that I'd like to see them tweaked a little bit. Just, I'm not talking about like, you know, a 6-point Brocker, but like something, just something to make where you could fit in 2 or 3 more guys, or if you fit in 1 or 2 more guys, but more toys because they got them.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to go with these guys, you know, and they'll be one of those top, in my opinion, they're one of the top factions, but yeah. Like I said, you know.
Yeah, they're top 3 now, I think, but.
And I think the most important thing Manton needs to do is come out with a frickin' militia.
Model again?
Model, yeah, because, yeah. I mean, I got the Warpath pledge, and I did, you know, the whole thing, the dwarves, man, because that's where I'm at right now. And I was thinking, like, oh, cool, all right, so I'll get some militia. There's not one militia in the bunch.
No.
And then when I asked them, they said, oh, well, that's because people have the old Warpath models. I don't know how popular Warpath was before this, that people are going to get pissed off that, you know, oh, they got new militia models.
They already put out new plague models. Plague stage 3's got redone. Why can't the militia get redone?
Or just release the old ones. I'll take the old ones.
It's true.
I can't find them anywhere.
Yeah. Well, they must be having something in the works, because they could have either not add them to the lists at all and said, okay, yeah, but, you know, we're for Dead Zone. I understand they were in Warpath. We're not putting them in Dead Zone yet. Mm-hmm. But they did. They have. So it's only a matter of time, I think.
Yeah, I think it's very important that every single model in the game has something from Mantic that you can use for it. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Don't make a unit without a model. Yeah. I mean, that's you know, like they always said, you know, Ronnie's like, you know, we're a game company, but we also want to sell miniatures. I'll buy the miniatures if you make them.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to do that. But also, the militia and the Steel Warrior and the Steel Warrior Storm Rage Veteran are the 3 additions to version 2. Everything else, other than the leaders, you know, I mean, we had the Ford Guard, Huskarl, and the Chief Brocker. So the Steel Warriors, the Huskarl, the Steel Warrior, and the Veteran and the militia are all new for version 2. So, you know, we got Steel Warrior models, you know, they revamped them because the old ones were different, you know, the Restic. So this was, I think, how they threw us a bone. But by not making the militia, I think that was a mistake.
Well, there you go. I think that does it. So until next time. Oh, we have to choose. Whose choice is it next time?
Oh.
I can't remember. Coach was this one. So it's either me or you, Jack. Who is it?
Okay. So the first episode was chosen.
I think it was Jack.
Jack's turn? Sure.
Yeah, because remember he said we're going to go in alphabetical order. And then he said Astarians. What did we do second? It was Astarians, right?
Yes, because Rebs are first.
Right.
Yep, so okay. Jack?
So, we've been talking about how fun the plague is. Rob wants to play, you know, make a plague list based on what I've harassed him with. I like the plague. I think it's that's written on the wall. We have to, next time, we're going to do the Enforcers.
I knew that was coming. Okay, we'll leave Plague to last. That's fine. So Enforcers next time. Okay. I'll have a lot to say about this one.
Yeah, well, basically, we can all just say it's going to be Pathfinders and then maybe one Enforcer.
I don't know about that.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see, because I'll have 6 Combat Enforcers. Assault Enforcers. And you'll all point and laugh, but then someday
they're all gonna laugh at you.
Okay,
I'll be the one-eyed king in the land of blind men.
That's true. So there you go. I've been Rob,
and I'm Jack.
I guess I'm still Coach,
and we'll be back with the Enforcers. Bye bye.
So there you go. That was Coach from Family of Gamer 777, and the other 2 numbnuts from the Dead Zone Podcast. Now that they're done yapping, go out and play Dead Zone and prove these guys wrong. I wouldn't listen to them, but what do I know?
You didn't do nothing. That was all me. I was up here shucking and jiving in this minstrel show.
Listen. Although pearls of wisdom come not that often, when they do come, they are very important.
Words of wisdom. Coachisms.
Coachisms.
I take words of wisdom under protest from one man.
From one person under protest. Well, you don't have to really run the numbers. You could just say, you know, you figure a way to figure it in, and then, you know, then you figure it out. No, you know what I mean? It's like
you figure a way to figure it in, then you figure it out.
That's like the lyrics to a very, you know.
I'll tell you what, man. That's Brooklyn right there.